Hello, you are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people here at UBC. My name is Jordan, and I'll be hosting you for about 30 minutes. It'll be my first fill-in show, so bear with me, please. I'm going to be showing you a couple Canadian tracks over the next 30 minutes. I want to start off with a fellow named Young Gov, with a new album that he put out, Gov 2. Surprisingly, he also put out an album, Gov 1. I don't know, who would have thought? But with the Gov album, he had challenged himself to write a song every day for about a month. And he moved to Brooklyn to do it. So it was like super focused New York music writing mode, you know? I don't know if I need that for schoolwork, but just like to get away from everything and just work on like a creative project somewhere that you've never been. Maybe like Montreal would be really cool, just like living out there. Because I've lived in Toronto, lived in Vancouver, lived in Winnipeg. But yeah. So I'm going to play you a couple tracks off his new 2019 release. I hope you enjoy them.
Thank you.
All right. That was two tracks off of Young Gov's new release, Gov 2, here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going to move on to some more tracks, but before I do that, I just want to talk about something that's been bothering me. I was watching Harry Potter 3 the other night, and I was like, man, this is a really good movie. And corresponding how much I like the movie to the books, I was like, okay, maybe if certain books were more popular than the others, they'd sell more, you know what I mean? Like, if the 6th book was really good, you know? It's like, oh, that one would be the most well-selling book out of the whole series. And I went online, I was like, okay, maybe there'll be, like, some interesting stat saying, oh, the 5th book wasn't that popular, so it didn't sell that much, and the 6th book was really popular, so it sold a lot more. And when I opened up the Wikipedia page, it was a disappointing curve. It was like, first book sold the most, the second book sold the next most, the third book, fourth, just like, I was hoping for, like, oh, you know, that one, you know, a lot of drama in the book, and everyone would go buy that one singular book, and that one would be really popular, so you see a spike maybe in the 6th or the 7th one. But no, alas, it was just like a negatively, I don't know, sloping curve. Too bad. All right, I'm going to play two more tracks from a band from Melbourne, Australia. They actually only released a 3-song LP, and it's called Do Ya by Banana Gun. Great name. I'd like to read you how they describe some of their songs. Their new single, it's like being in a big iron pot about yay big, throwing some spiced jambe, a dash of timbale, one drum beat, plenty of chanting for the flavor. Throw it in the river bass for 5 to 10 minutes until golden. Sprinkle with some love flakes, and you're looking good. Yeah. I need more recipes like that for everything in my life, not just music, but, you know, assignments and how to solve problems and whatnot. So I'm going to play two of these tracks, Banana Gun off of their new LP, Do Ya. So I hope you enjoy. Bye.
The Vancouver International Mountain Film Festival's fall series is back, presenting an adventure-packed weekend including a mountain bike show that features North Vancouver's Elodie Brown and Leslie Kaymeyer. They'll be talking about the film Bikepacking and Boat Living, A Tale of Traveling by Land and Sea. Film screenings will take place at 7:30 p.m. from November 14th to 19th at both the Centennial and Rio Theater, with an added screening of the popular Real Rock climbing films on November 17th at 3 p.m. For more info, visit vimff.org.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
I'm back. Jordan here at CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard a couple ads, but before that, you heard a Melbourne artist, a group by the name of Banana Gun, which is a great name. I would like to compliment their use of the flute and harpsichord. I have had a long-standing wish to get myself some of those, not the harpsichord, that'd probably be really expensive, difficult to move, but a flute or a clarinet. I never got to do band, you know. Band was really like, everyone was like, oh, I did band in like grade four and I never did that. I never got to like toot on the clarinet, and I was like, okay, a flute would be really cool, but also what would be really cool is a clarinet. And I tried telling one of my friends that, and he was like, nah, I'm not gonna be your friend if you play the clarinet. I was like, really? We want to play the clarinet. Come on. All right. More music. I'd like to play. Go bring it back to Canada. Travel across the Pacific. Back to Canada. Long flight. Sorry. Sleep on it. Vancouver band, Crack Cloud. They have some pretty cool tracks. What's the name of the LP that these tracks are on? Oh, just self-titled. 2018, though. The group's pretty cool. It's a group of recovering addicts and those who work with mental health patients and people with addictions. And, like, with their biography, they describe how music became an obsession that replaced a substance abuse, which I think really find pretty cool. So, I'm going to play two tracks off of their self-titled release that came out in 2018. This is Crack Cloud. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. whether you're up or down, some sound will help you get by.
Thanks for listening to Crack Cloud's, well, relatively new release, Vancouver band, self-titled album, two of their songs, Drab Measure and The Next Fix. I think that's it for me. I will be returning the station back to its stalemate. What do you call something when it's like returned back to normal? It's like when you have a curve and it's like it's flattening out. Oh, this is gonna bother me for a while. I could open up my thesaurus and just like the flat, you know, plateauing, just returning CRTR back to its original, you know, comfortable state. But yeah, thank you for tuning in to hear me chat for a bit about some songs. And until next time, thank you.